God lives and works today. He wants to demonstrate His power in our lives as our loving Father. The love of all earthly fathers is just a shadow of the love of God. If you don't have a relationship to God as your Father, listen to the encouraging testimony from the life of Basilea Schlink called My Discovery.
We all find our prayers so easily circling around our Lord Jesus and not around our Heavenly Father. It's true that since Jesus came to earth, we've been granted the privilege of praying in His name. But Jesus tells us in John 16, verse 23, "If you ask the Father for anything in My name, He will give it to you." Jesus wants to lead us to the Father, for in another place, John 10, verse 29, He tells us, "My Father is greater than all." Jesus came to redeem us so that we might once again become children of the Heavenly Father. Yes, He calls us to become children who turn home to their Father's house, for there we can talk to our Father in confidence, respect, and love, just as a child would to his earthly father. My own life has become so rich since I discovered this personal childlike relationship to my Heavenly Father. I wish many people could share my happiness. Especially in the life of our sisterhood, I've experienced how the Lord truly is our Father. His care is beyond our understanding. He remembers even the smallest items that His children need, and He never forgets a single detail. As a true Father, God is also concerned that His children reflect some of the beauty of His image. That is why He created us, and to this end, He also chastens us. He is our loving Father. When He has finished chastening us, He lets us experience His goodness even more than before. And I've also experienced that the Father is faithful. He has always prepared a way out of every difficulty, no matter how impossible it might have been. Yes, in His great mercy, He has always sent comfort, help, and a wonderful solution. My heart is full of joy and praise. How holy, omnipotent, and great God is. But at the same time, He is a Father, my Father. That is the greatest joy and happiness of my life. I can be a child of the Heavenly Father, brought home through the sacrifice of His only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to know that you are led by the Father's hand, even in the midst of chastenings, and that you rest in His loving care and power. His love blazes a trail through even the most desolate wildernesses. Who could have it better than a child whose father is only love and goodness, and at the same time, all-powerful? Wouldn't you like to experience this too? Come to Him. He's waiting for you.
You've been listening to a program by Basilea Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. God bless you.